Longtime fans of the show should be familiar with the lender formerly known as Sue Pullen, and I'm pleased to announce that she's back, fresh off a rebrand and ready to help as Sue Mackey. Sue is a certified mortgage advisor at Fairway Independent Mortgage, an equal housing lender who focuses on finding the right product for you and your needs. She has over 20 years of experience helping thousands of homeowners. Whether it's purchasing, refinancing, or even a reverse mortgage, Sue will help. Sue's licensed in 36 states now, so reach out and let Sue Mackey it happen for you. The best way to reach her is just give her a call at 520-977-7904 or in an email, spullen@fairwaymc.com. Fairway Independent Mortgage has an MLS number of 2289. Sue Mackey has an MLS number of 206048. That email again, spullen@fairwaymc.com. And that phone number is 520-977-7904. Shoot Sue an email and let her know she needs to update that address.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Disclaimer time. This is where I tell everyone to lighten up. It's just a podcast. Trading is like that roller coaster at the amusement park. Thrilling, unpredictable, and potentially stomach churning. What works for one person might leave another clutching their hat in the wind. Our hosts and guests, they're awesome, knowledgeable, full of insights, but we're not financial advisors. So don't rush to make any investment decisions based solely on our banter. Always consult with a professional or do your own research. Plus, let's face it, we like to have fun, laugh, enjoy the trading ride together. It's all in the name of good podcasting fun. So remember, take it easy, don't bet the farm, and keep your seatbelts on at all times. Thank you for listening. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the China Shop, home of the Band of Traders podcast. I'm your host, Kyle, and joining me tonight, we have Cleo, co-host of the Humanity series, and our old friend, Joel's making his long-awaited return. A recent episode with Andrew got the three of us interested in exploring parts work, so tonight we're going to be trying to identify some of those key players in ourselves. And since that's most likely going to take up most of the time tonight, I think we should probably get started. After, I give everybody a chance to plug and promote. Joel, you got anything you want to shout out today?
I do. Our friend Retail Capital he's been on the show a few times. I had the opportunity to purchase his framework. It's like a little course with got videos and stuff. He's got his own Discord for a community, but his framework is fantastic. It's going through all kinds of things like rotations and ADR. He covers that stuff and it's just incredible. I followed him for a long time and finally got the opportunity to get into his head, into his personal stuff, into his head. He's a heck of a coder and he's really good at stats and the stuff that he hasn't shared publicly. When you can get your hands on that stuff, it's incredible.
What did you say to, you said it got you really interested in looking at stats again. And I feel like that's like a big part of who you are.
It totally did. It has sent me down a little bit of a wormhole. I do wish I was better at coding. It's like learning a new language and I only know English.
If you need help with that, just shoot me your projects. I'll help out where I can. And plus you got Robert too to lean on. Don't forget. Shout out to the Discord.
Always Robert. Shout out to our coders.
Cleo, you got anything you want to shout out?
I mean, I'm on Twitter now. That's so exciting as Cleo and at Humanity of or H of Trading. And that's new. So if I'm interested in, you know, real followers, I mostly have like, you know, spam bot followers pretending to be bigger traders.
I'd love some real followers.
I think I have like four or five real followers. And mostly I'm there to have a place for people to reach out to me. Like
Like Bear.
Thanks, Bear. I see that you haven't spammed me. I think that you're a real person. That's amazing. Yeah, I wanted to have a place where people could reach out to me and, you know, message me about any of the humanity series or if there's ideas about people to interview. Yes. I'm really enjoying this. So I'm on Twitter or X.
I know it's not time for it. We probably won't have time for bold predictions, but I will make one. I think by the end of the year, you'll have more followers than anybody associated with this.
My goodness, podcast. That's quite a prediction. I don't know. I'm filling with spam bots. We'll see.
Yeah, they count too. All right, for show news, next week our guest episode is going to be Brian McAvoy. He's the host of the Consistent Profits podcast and the founder of Inside Out Trading. Cleo and I also are going to be recording a follow-up with Andrew to really dive into some of his findings and those assessments. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing tonight is kind of a little bit of homework on that. Hopefully that should be ready for the following week. Yeah, it should be the following week. In other news, I want to recognize the people listening across the world. So there's a handful of guys listening in Uruguay who managed to get Banda Traders up to number 4 on Apple Podcasting's top investing shows.
Wow.
Other countries that we're charting in right now is Sweden, Austria, Romania, and Slovenia. And in Slovenia, I'm pretty sure it's just one guy who got us up to number 24. I want to see how high you guys can get us. If you stole your friend's phones and subscribed to our show, maybe, you know, first country to chart us at number 1 is going to get something special. And I have no idea what that's going to be yet. Maybe we'll get everyone together. We'll make a promo video for your country. Maybe we'll give you some freebies.
Get them on the show.
That too. I was considering that idea too. Maybe we can get them in with like one of their favorite guests. And I also want to hear the stories. So like how you found us, your trading journeys, especially the guy in Slovenia. And I think there's even a handful of people listening in Kyiv. Email us at bandatraderspodcast@gmail.com or DM me on Twitter at financialinept1. Please, please reach out. I'd love to hear your stories. All right. So we'll see if that works.
Planting seeds.
Right. So let's just dive into today's topic then. So I kind of frame this as like, who's on your team? I'll let Cleo kind of explain what the parts work is, but my hope is that by having a conversation with you guys here, that you'll help me have a better understanding of the different parts that make up me. Cause I feel like I'm having a hard time nailing down separating them out. Like I can feel the mismatch of different people fighting for attention inside me throughout the day, but trying to personify each one has been eluding me so far. So I've been trying to just kind of nail down the characteristics.
I think that's so cool because I have a whole slew of people inside of me and they're all just coming out.
All right. Well,
I had to stop myself at 5.
Yeah, you have to get a raise if you're going to be managing more than that. Do you want to kick us off then? Or Cleo, why don't you give us an explanation?
For people who haven't listened to the episode with Andrew yet from this week, it was really amazing. And I was thrilled to speak with him because he integrates parts work into trading. And he's a coach. Also, he supports people in discovering their own parts. So we're talking about people inside of us, parts inside of us, different characteristics inside of us. And this is actually parts work has in kind of mainstream or pop culture, like psychology culture, it's kind of like taken the world by storm. Like it's really taken off.
Yep.
And like a lot of my friends, I have a lot of therapist friends. I have very few trader friends, except for people I'm developing, you know, through the Discord and stuff. But most of my in real life friends are therapists and coaches. And that's just the world that I live in. And everybody knows about parts work and specifically internal family systems.
Can you explain that a little bit more? Is that like the eldest and like the middle kid syndrome and like that kind of stuff?
Kind of. Yeah. It's like acknowledging that we each have a system within us of like a family. We have like a family system and they each of these parts or components of us have different roles. Mm-hmm. And there's a way of coming into more self-acceptance when we can welcome all the parts of ourselves. And I know that you've talked about some of the like Rick Friesen work, right? Of like really accepting the different parts of ourselves so that we can be more integrated and whole. And, you know, even when you're just out in the world and walking in the street, or I hear it all the time, somebody be like, yeah, part of me thinks this, but part of me thinks I should do that.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
It's like a really obvious way of speaking. And So there's this model, and I know that there are other offshoots, you know, just generally parts work, that acknowledges that we, yeah, have different parts of ourselves inside of us that even have conflicts. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into some of that, like, and it's relevant to us as traders, because when we are at our trading desk, there's all sorts of voices that we have, right? Yep. And impulses. And who do we listen to? Which ones win?
The loudest.
And yeah, so and what we went into with this episode with Andrew was like, which one's driving? And do we have choice about that? Or does it just take over? And then we're kind of at cause to this part of ourself. And often these parts were formulated when we were really young. Mm-hmm. So they're like, we have like a bunch of 5-year-olds in us, basically. You know, and right. They're kind okay. of like making decisions for us and basically running our lives. And do we have choice in that or do we not? So really it's about like becoming more conscious.
I guess that means my wife is right. No. I am a kid.
We all are.
I'm lots of kids.
It's the choice part, though, that you mentioned that's like fascinating to me. And that's kind of like why I'm so interested in this and understanding more about like the different parts that are fighting for control throughout any given point in the day. In order to be able to have any sort of control over that, though, I feel like the first step is being able to identify who they are. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say, okay, this guy is in control when I don't even know his name. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how can you have any agency if you don't have any real understanding of who those people are? So that's kind of what today is about for me.
Yeah. And their tendencies or when they show up.
Yes. Right?
What are the qualities?
And what do they do once they get here?
That's another good point.
Uh-huh.
So does somebody want to kick us off with their team?
Right. So we have this languaging, or Andrew does, around our team. Like, what is the team of us that makes us us? And it's not like our spouse and our CPA and all of that. It's like our internal team. So we have the idea of sharing our team, right? Of like who we are as, you mean our team as traders, right?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be related to trading. I think it's all related, like just because they manifest themselves maybe more painfully at the trading desk doesn't mean that they're not present.
Totally.
At other points in our lives.
Totally. It's like under the microscope.
Right, right. Like one of the parts of me that exists is it's the guy that hates the rules. He wants to shuck all the rules and rebel against all the systems. And if I'm not careful, then there are times when he'll try to throw the shackles off and, as I told other people, burn everything to the freaking ground. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be real careful with that guy. He's a real wild card.
Does he show up outside of trading?
Yes, in situations that are deemed unfair, I think. Mm. Like, I can feel that righteous fury almost is like what it feels like. Like when you're watching a TV show like about slavery or somebody who's in a circumstance where they have no control over, but it's just so painfully unfair that they're in that scenario.
Right.
Like the government's like oppressing them or something like that. You know what I mean?
I do.
So he's after justice?
It might be, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Something about inequity, like
right,
advocating
right.
for the underdog.
I mean, I always have loved a good underdog. There's something I love to see about somebody overcoming the odds. Mm-hmm. So maybe some of that's tied into there, too.
And he burns shit down.
He can. He has that potential. All right, so he loves underdogs.
And when does he show up in trading?
Hates. Typically, it happens when I try to enforce too many new systems. And like, I want to limit the number of trades. I only want them to be under this specific set of criteria. I want to log everything. I have journaling in place. I have morning routines that I want to follow. And when he gets overwhelmed with that stuff, he says, fuck it, we're not doing any of it. And we're just going to do whatever the hell we want.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
And it seems kind of like a polarity. It's like you've got all these systems in place and then he just sort of throws everything up and is like, no, fuck it. We're not doing any of this.
It's almost like he's afraid of losing his freedom, if that makes sense too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When there's too many systems or rules in place, you lose the ability to have any sort of input into it. And I think he values being able to put his input into whatever's going on.
So then who would you say that he is fighting? Because
he is fighting.
He is the balance to someone else.
Yeah. Probably the stats guy, who I think you have a name for yours, but there's another part of me that loves stats, loves right answers, loves chess because it's logical. It has a problem that has an answer that's always there. And that's something that's difficult in trading because you're playing probabilities, not necessarily, you're not getting instant gratification and knowing you made the right move like you do in chess when, you know, you get play a crushing move, someone's going to resign or lose a piece. Pretty obvious that you just won.
Right.
And trading, if you make the right decision, it may still lose. And I think that's tough for stats guy to really, you know, comprehend or get on board with. I think that hurts him.
And so
losing hurts the stats guy.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Being wrong, I think is more.
Yeah.
Like that's, I get in a lot of trouble when an idea is proving itself to be wrong based on the results of the P&L.
Yeah.
But you know, stats guy has already said that this is going to work. He's bet his reputation on it, and God damn it, we're going to keep trying to bet on it until it does work.
So I wonder if your burn the house down guy, is he the balance to your stats guy, or is he the guy who shows up to defend the reputation of your stats guy?
Ooh. You know, I have no idea.
Because your burn the place down guy, he gets upset with things like slavery. He gets upset when people are wronged. And so when stats guy is losing, does this guy show up as the big brother on the playground to rescue him? That's the way, that's the way you're taking it, is that this guy is coming in and he's going to save stats guy's reputation. Stats guy is losing money.
I'm making a note of that.
He's losing money. He's constantly losing trades. This guy's going to show up and he's going to burn this place down or win.
I'm making a note of that because I'm going to have to reflect on that. I can't give you an answer right now.
That's fair.
I mean, one of the things that's amazing about parts work when you have like a session, especially with IFS, Internal Family Systems, is that they coach you to actually go and ask that part. So
not
that we're going to necessarily do that right now, but like we don't have the answer necessarily until we can go in and like feel the part and identify with it. And if we can actually occupy that part, it will give us an answer,
And
which is so cool.
And the other thing too is to not come into this with any sort of judgment. Like I'm looking for the positive intention behind all of these guys' motives. Like,
right.
There's a time and a place when all of these parts can do something useful for my trading, you know, career.
Right.
Yeah.
But I need to be able to understand who they are and have enough of a relationship with them to where I can say, stats guy, you're up. Or stats guy says, this is a good setup. We should be taking any short opportunity we have. Innovator, get in there and find us an entry. This is what you're good at. You know, like, so having a better understanding of their strengths and weaknesses and what their motives are should allow us to put them in positions to where hopefully be more successful.
Where's the ideal position for the burn the house down guy?
I don't know. I don't know that. I think he, I don't know, maybe he's the one, maybe he needs to focus or change the focus of his protection or what he's trying to protect. Instead of trying to protect stats guy, try to protect the account.
Right.
Like that's really what we need to protect, because otherwise stats guy is going to be out of a job. You know?
You're exactly right.
I don't know if stats guy ever is going to be out of a job.
Probably not. He'll be out of this job. But yeah, is he protecting stats guy? That's something that's definitely worth, I think, reflecting on.
Yeah, and Island says he's the guy that breaks the rules to find a new idea. I mean, I like that too. Yeah. Like, is he the one that's like, you know what? There's too many rules. Like, there's something else that we need here.
Well, and there's also like some value to knowing when to break the rules too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That happened to me today in Imperial Challenge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just, nope, I'm going for it. And I ended up making $3,000 in two accounts.
Right. You just broke the rules, went long, and said, okay.
Exactly. Just
hang on for the ride.
What a day it was.
Well, I mean, it would have been pretty easy just to say my 6 shots are fired. I'm going to just sit quietly for the next 14 minutes. Heck with that. This thing's going, and I'm going with it.
Do you want to talk about some of your team members there, Joel? I saw your worksheet there. I figured
I'm game. I actually added one more, which should have been higher on the list. But so I have 6 personalities so far on my team.
And you've named them. I love that.
I have named them because otherwise I won't know how to talk to them. So, and I've kind of played for the most part off of TV shows and things like that, but. So the first one is is Sam. I've named him Sam.
Yosemite.
Over the last little bit, like Yosemite Sam, over the last little bit on the Discord, we've been talking about Yosemite Sam. And so he's kind of the loose cannon. He'll shoot at anything. Just give him a gun and he'll fire it.
That visual. He came in useful today. That was him.
Oh yeah, he's my gone rogue. Stand back, or you're gonna get hurt, guy.
Okay, so he's your wild card.
He's my wild card, exactly. I have Bob. I've named him that after a movie.
What about Bob?
He's the...
Yeah, what about Bob?
Does he sail? Is he a sailor?
No, he's actually a sniper. And he's the guy that's dialed in and focused and very precise.
Interesting.
So you talk about being in the zone, or Baba talks about leaning forward in his chair.
Mm-hmm.
He's that guy. He's very much aware of what's happening all around him.
Okay.
And he's in tune and he's ready to work.
You need that guy.
Yeah. And I have him. He shows up outside of trading, like at work.
I would say
I work in fairly high risk job.
Yes.
And so he shows up a lot of times when lights are flashing and things get loud or things get really quiet. That's when he shows up.
Is he the guy that shows up when it's like crisis time, like when pressure's high? He's the guy who pops up.
Absolutely. So good at that.
When does Sam show up?
When someone else frustrates me, or probably when one of these other people that I have living inside me frustrate him. But I couldn't think of a time outside of trading. Sam doesn't show up.
Hmm.
Like I would say almost never. I'm calm, collected most of the time. I'm very level-headed. Yeah.
Do you like it when Sam shows up? Is it like is trading a nice outlet for Sam?
No.
No.
No. No.
Okay, well, and Sam's Sam, the one who Sam just blows, shoots from the hip or something?
He blows up accounts.
So what does it feel bad after the fact when Sam has done his job? Yep. Or does it feel bad when it's happening?
I would almost say that while it's happening, I'm not even aware that he's at work.
See, that's different for me. When Wildcard's burning the place down, it usually feels amazing.
You're handing him matches?
Like, ah, yeah, dude, here, yeah, this will be cool. Do it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. No, I don't care for Sam.
Yeah.
I'd like to put him away.
But it seems like Sam also got you some big wins today.
Yeah.
Like, does he ever help you, or is he just an account blower?
No. Truth be told, he's probably the one who got me to not quit trading.
Mm-hmm.
Because a year and a half ago, maybe, Kyle, where I would scratch sim trades out of fear of losing.
Yep.
I remember
that.
And Sam is the one who showed up. I would say that's when he showed up. And he's the only reason that I didn't have to quit. Because he gave me the confidence to click the button and let it go.
What would he say? Like, is there a voice that he would say? Like, what if he had a voice, what would be the message? Like, stay with it, or you got this, or what's the thing that he would say?
Let me at him. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah.
Sounds like the protector thing again.
Yeah, maybe.
Is he your big brother?
Maybe. That could be. I've never thought of that either. I've done this all in the last 24 hours, and I'm super excited to explore this.
Oh, I like what Island said. Island says he has a similar to Sam. He's the I will not quit voice. Cannot be defeated because I will not stop. He's your tenacious.
Yeah.
He's your...
Keep handing me guns and I'll keep shooting.
He's your Conan the Barbarian.
But it sounds like you are conflicted about him. Like, you don't really like him very much.
I don't. No.
Why?
How do I say this? He hasn't proven himself worthy. The losses far exceed the wins.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I will say this, as I go through more people, if I can get Sam to work with somebody else, if they could team up, then we get stuff done.
Right.
Yeah.
M period challenge is the prime example, because one of the other people that I have in my group is Phil. He is my fun-loving, everything is great dad.
Okay.
Nice.
So he's the guy who shows up outside of work, the guy who shows up outside of trading. It's just, he is my personality. So you get M-Period Challenge going and you get some guy who just wants to have fun and he's standing behind some guy just barrels loaded, ready to go.
Right.
Like, we're going to shoot some stuff and we're going to have a good time doing it. And so when they work together, then I think that that's that's probably a good thing.
Does Sam ever show up when you're not, when he's not invited?
Yeah. He shows up after the losses start to show up.
Okay.
He shows up to save the day.
Have you ever tried inviting him in at, you know,
no.
I guess points when it would be appropriate to try to, when you know you want to fire some bullets, maybe say, okay, Sam, it's your turn to run the show here. I'm giving you control of the mouse. Get me an entry. I want to be short.
Why, like M period.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I seem to recall he did pretty well in M period.
Yeah, Bear here is saying that he loved when you cut loose in the M period challenge. That we had to push you a bit is what he says.
Yeah.
It seems like there's opportunity for like working together. This is a question I want to ask Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Is like he talks about employing or hiring different parts of ourselves to come in at different moments, right? But what we're talking about here is integrating different aspects of different parts to work together.
Right.
And that's a really interesting rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Very much.
I agree with that.
Very much.
So that's three of your
six of them
that you said.
I have Sheldon. He's my nerd. He's my numbers and spreadsheet and charts and data.
Sheldon.
That's my nerd.
Couldn't have picked a more likable one of those characters? Or is,
nope.
Is your nerd character annoying?
Oh, yeah.
Does he say actually a lot?
I can go get my wife if you want to know if my nerd's annoying.
I think my wife would say the same.
Absolutely. So he's pretty self-explanatory. He's in full swing right now.
Yeah.
As I'm going through this retail capital stuff. He is in full swing. He's just crushing on it. Put him in front of a computer for 16 hours. Let's go. Then I have Brittany.
Brittany.
Brittany is my spoiled brat teenager who wants everything right now.
I love Brittany.
I don't care how I get it. I don't care who hurts. Just give it to me now.
The Veruca salt.
And I think that her and Sam are in cahoots.
Okay.
And
they're dating.
I think that they have been trading for me for the last, well, probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And that's what's caused the shift for me to go away from actually sitting at the screens and more working on statistics and trying to change focus is because they're running my show. And so we're just going to cut them off for a little bit. Put them in timeout until we can figure out how to wrangle them.
Yeah.
I think you and Island might need to get teamed up together because it sounds like you have the same exact team working.
So that's her. And then that was five, right?
Yeah.
And then the six.
Well, can we talk about Brittany just a little bit?
Go ahead.
I'm curious. So she sounds unwieldy. And is there... like, where do you know where she's coming from? Like, what's good about her?
She is probably the one who pushes me. She's the she's the drive.
Okay.
Because she wants it and she wants it now.
See, when,
let's go get
when
it.
You explain your Brittany. I feel like I have a very strong part of me too that's impatient. I struggle to think of a name for that one, but I feel like that one for me is the person that's trying to help me get over the fear of clicking the button when a setup shows up. Like that's the positive intent that they're there for. Like, oh, there's the setup. Enter. Don't wait for more confirmation. Don't be scared.
Oh.
Problem is that she doesn't team up with the stats guy who's supposed to be the one saying like, oh, there's the setup. Get it. Mm. Like you need those two. We need those two working together in order to.
Very much so.
In order to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
to be successful.
This could be huge, Kyle.
You think?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Bigger than Brittany?
If we can figure out how to make these people work together.
Longtime fans of the show should be familiar with the lender formerly known as Sue Pullen, and I'm pleased to announce that she's back, fresh off a rebrand and ready to help as Sue Mackey. Sue is a certified mortgage advisor at Fairway Independent Mortgage, an equal housing lender who focuses on finding the right product for you and your needs. She has over 20 years of experience helping thousands of homeowners. Whether it's purchasing, refinancing, or even a reverse mortgage, Sue will help. Sue's licensed in 36 states now, so reach out and let Sue Mackey it happen for you. The best way to reach her is just give her a call at 520-977-7904 or in an email, spullen@fairwaymc.com. Fairway Independent Mortgage has an MLS number of 2289. Sue Mackey has an MLS number of 206048. That email again, spullen@fairwaymc.com. And that phone number is 520-977-7904. Shoot Sue an email and let her know she needs to update that address.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And then my last one that I just added not long ago, after I kind of reflected on all of this, is Maggie. She's the worried mom. Hmm. She's always worried that something will go wrong and what will go wrong and how we're going to deal with it. Hmm. And I tried to leave her out, but she wouldn't go away. I'm inherently a worrier.
Yeah.
And so...
Do you have anxiety?
I'll say that I do, but it's not strong.
Nothing worse than what probably most of us deal with.
Exactly.
Nervous in social situations, but can still jump on a podcast and called upon.
Right. Yeah. And I still lead a group of people. I can still talk in a room full of people. I can give orders and commands. I don't get anxiety about that stuff.
Yeah.
But there's a worrier.
Oh, yeah.
What is the... It's the typical concerns of the warrior.
Worry. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the concerns of the warrior?
I think it's because Kyle is from where he's from. Is that an accent thing?
I don't have an accent.
Did you think that you just said warrior, Kyle?
Yeah, I said warrior.
He said warrior.
Yeah, I heard warrior.
I got the recording. I'll play it back.
So she... Wait, what was the question? She's a worrier. Yes.
What's the typical concerns that you worry about or that she worries about?
The first thing she worries about is that something or someone is going to get hurt. Mm. The second thing she worries about is if there will be enough.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, those have been the two things that I've worried about for years. As whenever I was visiting with my psychologist, that was one of the big things that we had to unpack.
Yeah, those are basic survival stuff, right? Like, are we okay? Do we have enough?
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you have a big family?
No.
Okay.
Two siblings.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and we ate.
Well off?
No, not well off, but we ate.
Okay. Yeah. I know there's a part of me that's I love how my wife is joking about saying that too when we're talking about parts work for the first time. There's a part of me that thinks,
yeah,
we're doing it now.
Yeah, no. Exactly. But
there's a part of me that... like whenever it comes time to like serve dinner, I always take my meal last because I want to make sure that everybody else has their fill before I take what I want.
Every time.
And that's because, and that's not because I want to make sure that they get what they want. It's because I don't want to hear anybody complaining about they didn't get enough because I took too much.
So
I don't want anybody
generous,
to think I took too
but
much.
But actually.
It's more so I don't have to deal with anybody complaining about not getting enough food.
Yeah. I like knowing where it's coming from. Totally.
Yeah.
What's driving the action? Joel, does your warrior, I imagine it comes in handy with trading, like maybe makes you risk averse or.
Oh, yeah.
Where does it come in?
Yeah, she would be my risk averse person. She was probably the one who had me scratching sim trades. Mm-hmm. I was letting her trade.
All right.
She's not a trader.
But she's, there's some huge value in that when you recognize the situation that like. Man, I don't have any clear indication of what's going on. I don't really think I should be trading this. Maggie, take the wheels. Keep us from doing anything stupid.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think she should be like an overwatch as opposed to somebody in there doing stuff.
Yeah, but you also need to be able to shut her out when it's not her turn to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise you'll just be back where you were before and paralyzed by fear.
Exactly. Totally agree.
So what is she trying to protect you from then? So you said it was about being hurt. Does that mean physically or does that mean pride? Does that mean?
Nope, nothing.
Okay.
I tried to let it just come and nothing came.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. I got to work through that like myself. Like, what are those issues protecting? And I think if we can understand that, we'd be in a much better position to bargain with them as far as when they can be in control and whatnot.
And negotiate with them, like invite
exactly.
them even. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, this isn't your turn right now, but there will be a time when I need to call on you. Hang out, be ready.
Or this is your turn, Sam. Your turn. Sam has had enough time. Where's the warrior? I need more of her to come in.
I've let Sam go loose. Maggie, you best come in and watch him.
Yeah.
And you tell him when to quit.
Maybe kick Sam and Brittany out and let them go on date night while you trade.
Exactly. I think I found a use for Brittany.
Like, what's that?
I think the use for her is to watch the P&L.
Okay.
Nice.
When is the P&L enough? Like, is today $200 enough? Mm-hmm. Is today minus 300 enough? Or have I just hit a stretch of bad luck and I can keep going?
Hmm.
You know?
What puts her in the position to be the judge of that?
Because she's the one who wants it. So if she's fulfilled,
right.
then...
Oh, I see.
Right?
Well, if you're trying to satisfy her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that working for the plus side, but the negative side I'd be a little nervous about.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that's when mine feels a lot stronger.
But maybe her and Maggie can work together.
Right. And that could be, you know, a trigger for you or something that sets off warning bells in your head. Like, oh, shit. Brittany's getting a little anxious and I'm down $300. Maybe it's time to walk away for the day.
Yeah. Maggie, are we all done here? This is right, fun.
Exactly.
This is so fun.
I didn't mean to harp on you for so long there, Joel. I want to give Cleo some time to talk about her team.
Yeah. Let's move on. That's great.
I love it. Okay. So we went in a little bit into this with the Andrew episode, but I've got two primary parts that I'm working with right now in my trading. Mm-hmm. One is I'm calling it my type one part because I identify as a type one on the Enneagram, which might not mean much to many listeners, but it's a personality/character typing system. And I know people kind of roll their eyes often with those systems, but this one I really like. And in my mm-hmm. world of woo-woo therapist friends, we all talk Enneagram. And the type one, there are 9 different types, and the type one is the most, I mean, there's great attributes and there's shadow attributes. And I am really organized typically in my thinking, but then just generally in my reality, I like things really organized and clean, disciplined. Type one is typically a perfectionist, controlling. Mm-hmm. So I have a big part of me that is that. And I've mostly hired that part to trade. And the big insight that I got from our conversation with Andrew is that this other part that I also really, really value and is kind of an essence of who I am is this playful part. And
I picture that as a kitten for some reason.
Great. Yeah, totally. I can see that. So those two, they don't really work together, but it's like this week I kind of let my playful part have a little bit more of the reins than I think is appropriate. So I want to scale that back a little bit. but I think it's, you know, it's good to just feel them, you know. I actually mm-hmm. want to have like a notepad by my desk and write down like when I notice the different parts present. But those are the two biggest parts that I'm like actively working with right now when I'm trading. I have another part. It's the equivalent of your Brittany. I'm calling it the wanting part. This part is a driver for me. It's like that part wants money and wants to win and wants to prove herself. And I've always had this, like ever since I can remember, like since I was a kiddo, mm-hmm. you know, going on hikes with my family and like wanting to be first and
right.
just yeah. like, I'm going to get it, you know? And I've always gone after hard things and think that I can do it. And I usually can, you know, I figure it out eventually. So that part is like always, there's always a drive, right. which I really value.
Yeah.
Yes. I think a lot of us have that person that pushes us.
Yeah.
Right. That tells us we can do it. Like Island was saying, the guy that says he will not quit, can't be defeated because I won't stop.
That's right. Yeah, and exactly. Fuck you all for not believing in me, you know?
That's aggressive, but okay.
I mean, there's a voice in there. There's like a, I mean, there's a wanting, maybe this is a different part even too, of like the proving of like, I got to show my big brother, you know, that I can trade or whatever. Like, I'm going to show him.
Yeah.
It's fine. I never had any of that, like, prove it. I think like one of the things that, like one of the things that gives me the strongest emotional reactions, like as far as like memories go, or embarrassing situations, times when I did something stupid and did it publicly. Mm. Like one moment, and this is such a stupid thing to still like have burned into like your memory, but I think I was 6 years old, 5 or 6, with my dad visiting my great oma in San Diego. We were at a golf course. He was hitting balls around and I was riding around with them, and like we're over by the driving range, and I was walking around the fence and like picking up the balls, and like there's a really nice looking one over there. So I went and picked it up and I was looking at it. It was like a brand new top flight or something. And my dad yells at me. He's like, "Did you just take that guy's ball?" Look over across the hill. There's a guy waving his club at me. And yeah, I picked up his ball, flung it over the back of my shoulder and ran back. Dad says, "Did you put it back where you found it?" Said, "Yeah, of course." But like that moment, like I can still vividly feel the emotions of that, like, that flush of embarrassment, like when you realized you did something silly. Yeah. And it's such a silly thing for that to like stick out. But I feel like that's a huge, huge part of some of the, like one of the personalities that I'm dealing with, and trying to put, you know, a personality towards that person to try to trying to identify them. I understand their motives. I think that wants to prevent feeling like that.
Totally.
Which is kind of funny that I choose to do everything publicly. So maybe he's not that strong a voice, but yeah.
Yeah, I love you sharing that. This formative experience.
I don't know where I was going with that.
I mean, I really like that you shared that, because those, like, as I said earlier, like we've got a bunch of 5-year-olds in us. Like there are these experiences that we have as young ones that really like impact us deeply, you know, and we make a certain meaning of them and they stick with us, and parts get created to maybe prevent that kind of pain from ever happening again.
Yeah. If there was anybody who was a protector, I'd feel it's the person that's trying to protect me from that. Like that would be the protector label I'd throw up.
Yeah. Well, I want to say one more part that I have a couple more parts. Yeah. I have a scared part that maybe is the equivalent of the warrior that you were talking about, Joel. But I also have this like wise part that I really like, that knows when I'm agitated or angry to step away and go do something else, like anything else, rather than keep looking at the markets. And I am grateful for this part, because in the Crudelli episode, for example, he was talking about how it's not the trade, it's the trade after. Like when we when we lose a big trade and it's so frustrating, it's the next trade to be scared of, to be scared about, right? That we might lose, make some really rash decision. And I often have the ability to catch myself before, like if I can tell that there's enough sensation or agitation, I just need to get up and go do anything else. And that often will give me a reset, like especially if it's a shower or a run or eating food or some sort of break state, right? Changing the state. And that's been something that's so valuable for trading.
If you hung around the computer, would Yosemite Sam show up?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried? Yeah.
Yeah, I have. And I've been burned a lot. I definitely have a Yosemite Sam that's like, maybe that's an exiled part too. Like, I don't trust that part.
Yeah. See, but you know how to control them.
I do. I'm a type one, so I can just clamp down on that.
Do you ever tell people, zip it? And they listen and be quiet?
I mean, I don't use those words. I more just go, shh, shh. But just in play. Yeah. Mostly I don't hang out with people that annoy me anymore, so.
Smart. See if I can get the screen share to work here. I can show you like a specific example of the two different parts of me that trade. I managed to segregate them into two different accounts today.
Nice. So
let me see if I can get this to work. If I just share.
Nothing like trying it live, Kyle.
Oh, I'm going to just cut it out. I'll probably have to just post this. So this is the trades of the rational stats guy. It was one trade. It was one beautiful setup. Great. It was executed very well, and it was taken off at appropriate spots. That's the trader that I want to encourage and have in control more often. This is burn it to the ground guy.
Yeah.
And you can see what happens there. Yeah. And this is what I wrote in my journal here too. Both big part of me fight to be in control. The guy on the bottom wins out more often, yet performs much worse. And I need to understand what his motives are. So I think I'm on the path to that from the stuff that we've talked through. Getting to hear your guys' team and explanations of their personalities has really helped me to say, oh, I have one of those. or maybe that one's not such a big concern for me, but I can see why it would be for other people.
Right.
It's helping me finally put some more personalities towards those guys.
I love that. That's great. And I'm so excited to talk with Andrew again more about this.
And that's, I think we're going to have to let him dive into both of us again, because I feel a little guilty taking all of that. You got the turbo session.
Oh, I'm interested in you feeling guilty, if that's a thing. But I'm happy to take some attention too. But I like attention on you about this stuff. Also, I'm really amazed by how many Discord servers you have. Looking at your screen.
Oh, Jesus. Here. Yeah, there's
that's a lot of action.
They're not all trading. Most of them are like hockey and other things.
Uh-huh.
I cannot imagine how you function with red dots on the side.
It drives me insane. It's the same thing as an unread email. I can't stand that.
Nope.
Hard. Well, are there any other insights, anything else you guys want to share before we... Because we can start wrapping up otherwise.
I think that turned out great.
I mean, I think that this has been so enjoyable. And I think I keep having the intention this whole week of having a notebook. And it helps me to literally have a paper and pen to write things down. Sometimes when I'm just on my computer, it just doesn't happen.
So
I really want to track, if I can, what percentage of my time am I employing or hiring different parts and which parts are present. I think I have a pretty good sense of it, but I think that would be good for a lot of people to do, actually. Who's driving right now? Who's online?
Yeah. Yep.
As I do anything, but especially trading.
I found myself asking that question this week after the conversation with Andrew, basically. It was, who's in control right now? And I think I think everybody who's listened to that Andrew episode has found themselves today thinking that same question.
Yeah.
Who's driving?
It's such a good question.
Where is he going?
Do I like where he's going?
Coming up real fast.
Yeah.
And can I do anything with him? That's the cool part.
Right. Who's his friends? Does he do anything Friday night? Does he want to hang out? The dude's cool.
Exactly.
No. All right. Anything else for tonight before we wrap it up then?
I mean, are we doing I prepared some good, bad, and ugly and stuff, and that's typical for this thing, right?
Yeah, I just figured we'd spend all our time on this, but if we want to do some good, bad, and ugly, I think we just looked at mine. yeah, go ahead.
I also have a bold prediction.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Let's do the good, bad, and ugly.
Okay. My good is that I'm on Twitter. I already said that. I'm excited about X. I'm excited about that. It feels like having more of an online presence. I still am kind of coming out into the social sphere as a trader, and it feels like claiming something. And that happened this week, and I'm really happy about that.
Hopefully you don't feel like you need a shower. That's how I feel after Twitter.
I mean, yeah, I'm following people and then I'm unfollowing them. That's what I'm finding. I'm like, oh, where's... And I've been doing this with my general social media too, is I have pretty good social media hygiene, where if I feel bad or something doesn't feel good, I just mute them or unfollow them or something. My playful part, I want fun, I want good, I want nourishment. But yeah, it is a little hard to find on Twitter sometimes.
More kittens.
My fun part kind of took over this week, so I need to reel that back in.
Took over, what do you mean?
Yesterday I was really, I'm doing a 15-minute OR strategy, and I, basically am playing with different zones with that, and I couldn't let go of a short. And I just kept taking stabs and kept taking stabs, and it kept just stopping me out by like a tick or two. And mm-hmm. it drove me bonkers. And I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I finally did. I wasn't agitated enough to walk away. But taking four stabs for one trading concept is a bit much in my world.
Right.
It's like we're still in the same trading theory, and four stabs and then a fifth that actually went.
By the time it actually works out, you've already spent all the profits and then some.
Yeah.
Trying to get the position.
So yeah. I don't want to do that.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I think we've all can relate to that.
Yeah. And then my ugly. So I was sick last week, but before that, the kiddo in the house, 11-year-old, was sick. And then I got sick from them. And then my dude got sick from me. And we just got progressively more and more sick. So right now, my dude is very sick. And it just we've just like gone through so much tissue and so much sickness. And it's just not been the prettiest scene.
You were sick. You got sick like right when we recorded with Andrew. That was like a week ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was sick for a week. And now it's his turn this week.
Was it the same thing? Did it like feel terrible day one, felt great afterwards, and then suddenly the sinus infection
pretty much in, like 4 days of terrible. I didn't even, we had a bridge night, we play bridge, and I didn't even play bridge, which for me, like I felt like I lost my intelligence, and we had someone else come and play bridge in my place.
I don't think I haven't played bridge in so long.
Oh, I love it. I grew up playing bridge.
I don't know if I've ever played bridge.
I've played it once or twice, and
that's a card game, right?
Fun game. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one that Buffett always plays.
It's a good game.
So, Joel, do you have anything from this week you want to share?
So my good is for sure that I'm back on the stats and I'm thoroughly enjoying what I'm doing. So that's my good for sure.
I love that for you because that's definitely, I think, your main driver, the guy that
it for sure is.
Want to lean on. Yeah.
Yeah. My... You know what? I am going to say M period was my bad.
Really?
Because I nuked an account.
Well,
and then was like, you know what? I'm just going to buy five in these two accounts. And it worked. So that's like reassuring that Yosemite Sam, letting them go to work. And then.
Yeah, but I mean, offering you got to trade those evals a little differently to pass them. It's a question like maybe it's okay for him to trade those evals, but once it gets to the funded stage, then if you feel back him off. Fighting to take control, then give him another eval.
Yeah. So that's probably my worst part, because other than that, like I didn't take any trades all week. Mm-hmm. The time that I've spent at the computer has been exporting data and formulas and lines. So yeah.
Speaking of which, then we should have some good stuff for our next strategy call, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping to have it together by then. Hopefully this weekend I can get a lot of it together.
Freaking love that, dude. Yeah. Did you have an ugly, or is that just the bad?
Not really, no. No, I could use a little more sleep, I guess. But
I showed my bad, or probably what I would consider bad or ugly. That was a eval that was nuked. I'll post the screenshots of that in the show notes so people can see. Maybe I'll put it on the album cover. What the hell? The good, though, was just, like, looking back through my journal notes, like, I feel like that conversation with Andrew really did have an outsized impact. And, like, there's some upheaval and some turmoil going on now as I try to sort through and incorporate this new information, but I feel like it's moving in the right direction. I mean, like, I'm questioning, as we mentioned several times throughout this week, I'm physically asking myself, like, who's talking to me right now? Who's driving? Who's saying that? Who wants to go long here? And while I don't have those answers yet, what I wrote in my notes was just being aware enough to even ask those questions is eventually going to lead me to those answers. So being able to ask mm-hmm. those questions and then not being afraid of the answer that I find, because that's the other thing that's, I think, sometimes stops us from asking those questions is we're afraid of what we're going to find. But you know what?
Yeah.
It's just me. Like, I don't have to tell everybody what I find. If I don't like the answer, like, I can keep it to myself.
You can just shove it down and maybe hopefully just keep it down there.
Not necessarily shove it down, but I mean, you don't have to go shout it to the world. Hey, yeah. I have gambling tendencies. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Don't be afraid of acknowledging something internally.
I think you're really good at that, though. you're good at setting your pace and listening to your inside voice.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like it's just justifying. I have to be careful because sometimes it can feel like that. Like, that sounds like a good explanation for what happened, but it also sounds like you may be a little bit of armchair quarterbacking after the fact, a way of explaining it away.
Yeah.
In a way that doesn't make me look like I didn't do it intentionally.
Just don't discredit that guy.
I just have to be very careful about verifying what he's saying to make sure that that information is accurate, because he's very good at coming up with an answer. Whether or not it's true is the real question.
Yeah.
Make him prove it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, awesome stuff, though.
Was this the plan before we nuked this account, or was it the plan after we nuked the account? And in this case, it was a little bit of both. I mean, I knew I had a reset coming, and I allowed the more reckless person to trade with a little more freedom than he normally would be allowed. So
he proved you right.
He did.
He nuked it for you. Well, it was let you use your reset.
It was important to be able to segregate the two and to be able to see what the difference between the two of them was. And I feel like just for that exercise, it was worth it.
Okay.
So I don't know. If you find yourself struggling with the same thing, it might be worth something trying out. Try keeping those two different parts segregated between accounts. I know Mike likes to segregate his accounts by strategy, but maybe segregating your accounts based on, you know, whoever's in charge.
That is interesting. I really like that.
Yeah. Well, first I got to name them all, and then I can give them all an account, and then we'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right. Does anybody want to do some bold predictions then, and we can wrap up?
Yeah, I've got one.
Okay. All right. What do you got?
Okay. I think that this criminal case that Trump, I know we don't really talk politics here. I'm not going to lean one way or the other, although it's going to be pretty obvious, but I think it's not going to matter at all. I don't think it's going to matter. And I think he's going to be elected. And
I don't think that's that bold of a prediction.
Maybe not, but it's.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a non-bold prediction. That's probably likely.
I know, right? Get it on the books. We'll take a win if we can get one.
There we go. I said it.
I still got the Mavs in the playoffs, so I'm happy. And I got my Cleo Twitter follower prediction. Who's, I think she's already gained 2 or 3 more just since we started recording.
Oh, yeah.
I've like doubled my legitimate followers.
You're going to follow that one till the end of the year?
I'll follow that one to the end of the year, yeah.
Okay.
I'll bet you it takes awesome. Less than that. Yeah, just ticked up by one as I'm watching it. Joel, you got any predictions?
My prediction is that this summer, the markets will have more volatility than last year.
You think? Why do you think that?
Because everybody thinks that they won't.
It's a little contrarian play, huh?
Yep, exactly.
That's what makes it bold. All right. I can see what we're talking about. What my mine wasn't bold. That was
no.
Bold. Yeah.
It's all right. First try. Let's try again another time. I think that's probably going to do it for today's episode. I'd like to really say thank you to Joel and Cleo here for joining us tonight. Everybody listening who stuck around to the end, if you're opening up too, I mean, I think you guys really helped me kind of put some help me get some thoughts down that I was kind of searching for, like trying to, I can't even articulate it. Like that's how lost I was. So I think you've helped a little bit with that. Remember, please show our panelists some love. Click on the links in the show notes. Check out that combined Discord. Trade with us on Friday and periods, or you can look at pictures of sharks that Bob and his family are catching while on vacation. Be back soon with another exciting episode. Hopefully less schizophrenic than John Nash's beautiful mind. But until then, subscribe your parents and kids to our show so we can chart around the world and have a great day.
Yeah.
Woo!
Fantastic.
Warrior. Wait, did you think that you just said worrier, Kyle?
Warrior.
Yeah, I heard warrior.
A worrier.
I said worrier. I got the recording. We'll play it back.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard. So swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is intended for informational and educational purposes only. It does not constitute financial or investment advice and should not be construed as such. The hosts, guests, and contributors of this podcast are not licensed financial advisors, brokers, or professionals. Any trading or investment decisions made based on the content of this podcast are solely at the listener's discretion and risk. Trading and investing in financial markets carry inherent risks, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Listeners should conduct their own research and seek advice from qualified financial professionals before making any financial decisions. The views, opinions, and information shared in this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the podcast creators or associated organizations. Produced by China Shop Productions.